You're listening to the HDB podcast, farming news and stories from across the UK.
Welcome all to this podcast special about Great British Beef Week. Now in its 11th year, the campaign runs Friday the 23rd to Friday the 30th of April and aims to highlight and celebrate the sustainable practices of British beef farmers. Great British Beef Week is a Ladies in Beef initiative working with industry partners, and St George's Day kicks the week off. Now, traditionally, as a colour, green is not welcome when associated with meat. But to break that taboo, did you know British beef production boasts some most impressive green credentials, with a carbon footprint of just less than half the global average? I gather that reflects the benefits of the British countryside and, dare I say, rainfall, as well as the hugely important and positive work farmers are putting in day to day, nurturing and working with the landscape, producing the foods we enjoy. I'm John Bates, and I'm going to have a chat with two British beef farmers who want to share their sustainable beef farming stories. Anna Bloomfield, who farms in Essex, and Paula Matthews, who farms in Surrey, will join us shortly. First, though, let's talk to co-founder of Great British Beef Week, Gilly Greed. Gilly, thanks for sparing the time. How and why did this all start?
Well, it was actually a meeting of two minds. Minette Batters, who's now the president of the NFU, and I shared a common frustration. This was 11 years ago, where we felt the really positive messages about retractor-assured British beef just weren't getting through to the consumer. And so we came together with some other lady beef farmers, and that was when Ladies in Beef was formed. And we then decided to hold the annual Great British Beef Week. And from that, it's really gone from strength to strength. Adam Henson is our patron, and I think this year, and I'm really pleased about our environmental sustainability theme, we're seeing some real cut through in that message.
Okay, so Ladies in Beef, so that took off. There must have been some highlights along the way, because as you say, this is your 11th year, so share some stories.
Well, I think it really started in about our seventh year, and that's when we partnered in a charitable fundraising with the RABI, the Royal Agricultural Benevolent Institution. So that's also been part of Great British Beef Week, raising funds for such a good cause. But it was when our partnerships really began, and that's with the NFU, with Red Tractor, with other organisations, and we started to see really this collaborative approach, which has really enabled, I think, Great British Beef Week to be so successful. And I think it would be fair to say we've seen an increasing year-on-year positive response from the retailers wanting to get involved in promoting in store, online. We've seen actually increasingly the hospitality and the food service sector get involved. And sadly, that has been perhaps, you know, the last 2 years, last year and then this year with the COVID lockdown, we've kind of seen that side not really be developed as far as we've been able to. We've had events. I've had 100 chefs on our farm. There's been some amazing fundraising events as well. So Anna has had events with chefs on her farm as well. And I think we've also seen some really effective media activity. For example, BBC Saturday Kitchen and BBC Countryfile. And I think this has enabled us to tell our story with depth. And such positivity, and it's really speaking loud and strongly about how versatile British beef is, how so many recipes, the nutritional values, and now of course we're telling our story about our environmental credentials as well.
So do you want other beef farmers to get involved?
Absolutely. We're really keen to have engagement. I mean, this is a chance to really at local level, perhaps engage with your butcher, your farm shop, and, you know, when the pubs are open, to see whether, you know, they'd be keen to get involved. And I know there are a few restrictions at the moment in terms of what they're able to do. And really, I think at any level, just engage, even if it's talking to your neighbours or, you know, when you're out and about, just tell your story. Because what's so very evident is that actually people want to know. They really want to know. And we're building on a really positive platform at the moment. I mean, it's great to see the resurgence in scratch cooking, for example. People are really wanting to know about how their beef is produced.
So let me bring Anna Bloomfield in now. Anna is on her farm in Essex. Welcome to the podcast, Anna. Just give us a little bit of background about your beef business and how you got involved with Ladies in Beef.
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up on a farm and moved back with my family onto the family farm in 2012. My husband and two eldest children. We started to introduce my native herd of Sussex cattle. They're perfect for our way of farming because they thrive on pasture alone and with their lovely docile nature. The Ladies in Beef, they championed Great British farming and the same farming methods that I do. And we've got a single suckler herd that absolutely thrive, you know, on the good British countryside. So I became a member a few years ago.
Now I reference sustainable farming and obviously the green credentials which are being associated to this year's Great British Beef Week. And so this year, are the green credentials really that important?
They're fundamental. Yeah, we're very fortunate here at Disparate Farm. We've got our own butchery on site and we're fortunate to have wonderful, mindful customers both here in the butchery on site with a farm shop and a restaurant that we supply. We farmers, we take care of the environment and the soils are so fundamentally important to us. They're top of our priority. And thankfully, this has put the spotlight now shining on our good practices and regenerative farming methods that we do so well as Great British farmers. Our grazing meadows, for instance, are full of herbs, clovers and flowers amongst the grasses and hedgerows. It's fabulous for the environment, but also for the cattle. The pastures act as a huge carbon sink, storing carbon into the soils.
Okay, so Gilly talked about the support that traditionally comes from the food service sector, but are you surprised by the interest that's shown by shoppers and retailers?
Well, I'm not surprised because we're so used to people coming to the farm for that real farmer fork experience. They want to know about food. I mean, I started out 8 years ago doing farmers markets and food festivals and really, you know, in the depths of real foodies. So we're very fortunate to, you know, to have that real foodie base of custom. And obviously the spotlight's been put on the environment so much. I think people really are looking at their food, they're looking at the labelling, they're mindful of the impact that could be happening. So to find this fantastic alternative that it, you know, is there with the Great British Beef is fantastic. It's really to flip the balance and to show that it can be done, it is being done, and it is accessible. But you do have to be mindful of as a customer to source it. It's, you know, it's not just there in every case.
Okay, thank you, Anna. Paula Matthews, also welcome to the podcast. Tell us about your farm in Surrey.
Well, we're tenant farmers and my husband's family have been farming here since 1935. My background was in conservation and habitat management and public access. I then married a farmer and came into farming in my own right about 15 years ago when we took on a small Belted Galloway suckler herd. And so I've been running the herd since then and selling the beef for the last 15 years direct from the farm.
So how long have you been involved with Great British Beef Week?
I became a member of Ladies in Beef a few years ago and then wrote an article for a local newspaper and showed pictures of the Belted Galloways up on the York Downland along the North Downs here, which is where they've been grazing for about 12 years now. So I became involved then, and last year a little bit more involved by helping to run the Twitter account during Great British Beef Week.
Okay, so have you got a message about Great British Beef Week for fellow beef farmers that are listening to this?
I think it's important that we can try to share the information about what we're doing here in Britain, high welfare standards and labelling, a high environmental work that we're doing across the country, and by eating British beef, and if we can share that information and more farmers are able to share that information with consumers, we should get more people understanding what we're doing throughout the year, not just during Great British Beef Week. Because if we can actually have suckler herds grazing areas of farmland which would otherwise not be used for anything particular, for example, here about a third of our farm is grassland, which we're unable to do anything else with. So we're able to convert that grassland into protein whilst doing a huge amount of environmental work across the whole farm. And that actually enables us to do that. And we hope that other farmers will be able to spread that message as well.
Okay, so that's a pretty compelling message there to fellow beef farmers. Just Anna, let me just come back to you a second. So why do you think that shoppers should get behind the initiative of...
It's absolutely fundamental that shoppers get behind Great British Beef Farmers, especially on Great British Beef Week. Not only is it fantastic tasting, it's wonderful grassland they thrive on. And then obviously fantastic and nutritionally dense food. So nutritionally, it's wonderful for the consumer and then the environment also.
Paula, just let me give you the last word. Why is Great British Beef Week so important to you?
I think it's important because a lot of people maybe still have a negative view of eating beef and beef farming. If we can eat home-produced British beef that's also doing lots of environmental work for us whilst the animals are out in the fields and doing their conservation grazing, but then, you know, the consumers can actually see where the beef is coming from. It's not something that's been imported and they don't know what the standards of environmental work and welfare are like from other herds, whereas they can actually see that here in Britain.
Okay, so if you'd like to get involved with Great British Beef Week, which runs from the 23rd to the 30th of April, visit www.ladiesinbeef.org.uk. There's more information about the campaign there, as well as some useful downloadable content. My thanks to my guests and to podcast producer Gemma Pammant. Stay safe, stay well. I'm John Bates. Thanks for listening.